It is 5:30, and my guest today is just making his... has he got tea or coffee there, Mike?
I think it's tea.
You think it's tea? Okay, you'll move that microphone slightly further to closer towards you rather than you move it that set. Thank you very much, production assistant Phil, who's brought in a carton of milk and a pot of sugar. Thank you very much, Phil. Mike is here to talk about the Oxfam Cambridge takeover, which is happening on Saturday. And we were just saying this is the third takeover event.
That's right, yeah. We started it 3 years ago and, it's got bigger and better each year.
So tell me a bit about why you particularly got involved with this in the first place.
Well, I was doing quite a lot of community sort of festivals and gigs, Strawberry Fair, etc. Nicola Holland and I saw about the Oxjam events, and we did a small one at the Haymakers. And then I was approached by Oxjam and they wanted me to do a takeover in Cambridge. So we had a look at it and thought, I was retiring at the time from my job. So
a bit of free time.
I thought, I'll do it for 1 year. Three years later.
As you do, you always say that, and then it ends up being years and years and years.
Yeah.
So there are others that have been running around the country for longer than Cambridge's. How long has the whole concept been in existence for?
Well, Oxjam's been going since 2006.
Right.
And it's raised, I think, over £2 million in that time. It's happens all over the country. And then it's throughout October there's hundreds of events.
Does it have to take place in October? Is that like the rule?
There are some that take place at other times of the year, but generally it's all in October.
Okay.
And the takeovers normally take place this weekend, but there's one or two that take place other weekends as well.
Yeah. So the others that are nearby to us, I know there's one that happens in Bedford. That's this time. I think there's one in Norwich as well. Are there any others nearby that you've looked at before and looked for inspiration, or they've looked to Cambridge and taken ideas?
I've worked closely with Bedford, and there's Bury St Edmunds as well.
Yeah.
The Bounty Hounds, local folk band, do one over there. You know, so we all know of each other's takeovers and work together.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, how much did you manage to raise in Cambridge last year then?
The first year it was 3,000. Last year it was 4,000.
Brilliant.
So you're looking
for a £1,000 increment?
I'm not sure whether we will. I'll be glad to get what we got last year because we haven't been doing it through the festival season this year. We haven't had many benefits. We just had the launch gig on the 1st of October. So we haven't raised any money up to now.
Okay, so you're starting a bit further behind in that sense.
We
than
are.
You were.
When Nicola and I have both been away doing all sorts of other festivals all year, so we haven't been able to devote as much time to it this year.
Okay, so it's taking place across how many different venues in Cambridge?
Six venues.
Six different venues, which are?
We are at the Alma, which has got the singer-songwriters.
Yep.
We've got the Emperor, which has got a really varied amount of bands and trios and duos.
Yep.
We've got the Avery, which is Alan's Promotions, who are a really good local promotions company.
That's upstairs at the Avery, is it?
Upstairs at the Avery, and they're putting on singer-songwriters and bands. And we've got the Great Northern, which has come back. We did that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We didn't do it last year. We brought that back, and we're having like a cabaret venue there. It's a bit different to the others, so we've got all sorts of weird and wonderful things going on there.
Okay.
Including a boogie-woogie blues review band to finish it off.
Nice.
We've got a musical theatre show with my friend Joanna Eden, who's quite an accomplished jazz pianist. It's a show they put on at theatres, but they're going to do a special one for us in the Great Northern for an hour.
Yep.
We've got a vagabond folk trio there.
Wow,
we've got we've even got dance. We've got Dance Offensive, who I think they run out of Romsey Mill, don't they?
Okay,
They're doing their sort of breakdancing type. I can't say the word. It's capoeira. It's something like that.
Oh,
it's a dance group. Yeah,
I'd go for capoeira.
Yeah, Paul will probably give me some stick because
I can't
actually
say it. Fusion of music, movement,
and
acrobatics.
That's it. Yeah.
And you've got poetry and comedy and
poetry. We've got Faye Roberts. Yeah, we've got Faye Roberts. We've got the Fenland Poet Laureate, Leanne Moden. We've got African drumming trio, Africadabra. We've got a beautiful French classical singer called Lorien Bourde. And we've got comedy as well.
Brilliant.
And belly dancers.
Oh, belly dancers.
Yeah.
Love a good belly dancer.
And okay. Vixie, who are a really good sort of band from Suffolk way, just a duo playing piano, cello and guitar. And they're also going to be playing over at the Alma later. They're going to go over and headline with Tom Dalper over there at the Alma.
Okay. All right. So the event starts at 1:30 in two venues. And then it runs through till 3 a.m. at the latest, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, you got 1:30 at the Emperor and the Avery, and they both go through till midnight. Well, a bit later than that, probably.
Yeah.
Then the Alma and the Great Northern kick off about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and go through till the Alma goes through till 11 o'clock. Great Northern's got a license till 1 o'clock in the morning, but we'll finish about 12:15.
Yeah.
And then we've got the late night venues as well. We've got the Fountain and the Q Club.
Mm.
And the Fountain have got 8 DJs, really good DJs, on all 3 floors. Mm. So that's going to be bouncing in there.
So pretty much what we're talking about is there's something for everybody of some sort of interest. If you're going to like something, if you're going to like DJs, you're going to like poetry and comedy, if you like general music, singer-songwriters, you like punk music or whatever, you know, you've got something for everybody.
That's what we try to do. When the Emperor, we've got T-Unit again, who hip-hop... guys who are getting a lot of play, radio play, national radio play. We're getting we've got Gold Star as well headlining there, who are really good up and coming.
They are sort of very good
stadium dance band. I could go through. We've got 150 performers across the.
How long has it taken you to put them in? I know this lineup has been a bit fluid, and it does tend to change because you know dealing with people that are doing this in their own time and for free or whatever. But how long ago did you start to put this together, this lineup together?
Only about 3 or 4 weeks ago, really.
Wow.
So
you've had a pretty good response from all the people that you contacted, presumably that wanted to play, and people have come to you and said, "Can I play?"
Yeah, it's a mixture. We ask people to contact us, so we look through all those.
Yeah.
And we have people in mind as well. It's always the way. Strawberry Fair does the same thing.
Mm. And is it mostly artists that are from this area that you would ask to play?
That's the idea. I mean, the whole thing with Oxjam is it's local music making a global impact. So we try, the majority of people will be from Cambridge or Cambridgeshire.
Mm.
I mean, the odd... and mainly from this region.
Yeah. Okay. Tickets then. You can get a ticket that gets you into all of the venues, although I think there's a supplementary price on entry to one of them. So tell us where you can get tickets from and how much they are.
Yeah, you can get them from wegottickets.com online. They're £8, and that gets you a wristband, which, as you say, gives you entry to all the venues.
Yep.
And a discount at the Q Club.
Okay.
And... that would be £10 on the day of wristbound, so you're saving yourselves a couple of quid, you know, so that's good.
Well, still, if you work it out, it's still less than about £1 an hour's worth of music for 60 venues. That's,
it's really good value. We're also charging £3 entry to each venue.
Okay.
If you just wanted to go into one venue, we'll just stamp your hand like you would normally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but it is really good value. If you buy tickets are available at the Emperor, the Avery, the Alma and the Great Northern, the day venues, for sale still today and tomorrow. But they'll come off sale on Friday night. And then you'll have to pay the £10.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's £8 at the moment.
And we mentioned Arco Iris as well, who you've got playing out. So are they playing on Parker's Piece?
Arco Iris, our lovely samba band, who do everything for us. They are going to be on Christ Pieces from 2 o'clock for half an hour. And then they're going to wander around for a bit. And then they're going to be on Parker's Piece for half an hour from 3 o'clock.
So the weather's going to be good. I wouldn't want them to be outside in the rain.
Well,
were they in the rain last year?
Touch wood, it's been okay for the last 2 years.
Okay, it should be fine then. Cool, all right. Well, I'm very much looking forward. I think I'm going to be stationed at the Emperor because 105 are going to be broadcasting from there in the evening. We're going to be on from 7, so we're going to cover the Librarians, Lexi Green, Alice Band, the Mojo Slide and Gold Star.
Yep.
But I think I'll be there all day, actually, because the Emperor lineup, just to pick that one out, you've got Grace Sarah, the ones I've heard, or Grace Sarah, Humphrey Finkel, Lucid, Motor Tates, Fred's House, the Kogo. I'll just be sitting there watching all those. They're all up right up my street, but there's loads. I mean, I could quite happily sit at any of these venues and enjoy myself all day, but unfortunately there aren't 6 of me and I can't do that, so I have to pick. So
how do you think I feel? I probably won't get to see much of it at all.
Well, what do you do? Do you station yourself at one, or as the overall head honcho, do you have to go around and check on what's going on?
Well, we have we run a control office from upstairs in the Emperor,
right?
And we've got radios and things, so we'll just go where we're needed to, you know, if people run out of things and that sort of thing. Or there's a,
so do you leave it to the venues themselves to arrange it, or do you have someone stationed at each place?
It's a combination. The late night venues, we've got it now so that they do their own thing.
Yeah.
We have people at the venues. Mm. They run the bars and everything, the venues, but we have people on the door and running the venue. We've got some really nice, good volunteers.
Yeah.
So we've got a good team doing it. A lot of the people are from Strawberry Fair and other local festivals.
Yeah.
So we've done this a few times, you know.
Cool. Well, I hope it goes as well as you hope it to, and you raise, if not more than last year, as much as last year, which will be good, as you say. Not done as many pre-events this time round. So it's Saturday the 19th of October. Tickets are available now for £8 or £10 on the day, or £3 if you want to go to the Avery, the Emperor and the Alma.
Yeah, that's right. I'd just like to mention the sponsor of the programme, which is Shindig Magazine.
Yep.
And slimsmith.com, who've done a great job on that for us.
Lovely.
All right,
thank you very much. I'll see you on Saturday, and we'll play a track by Mototapes, who are playing at the Emperor on Saturday afternoon at 4:25. This is Shaw.
Thank you. the shore on the other side.